It's so good to be reminded of who God says we are when we believe that the Lord Jesus Christ is our Savior. You know, God says that we are chosen, that we are not forsaken, that we are His children. So let's receive that today with open hearts as we sing this out together.
Forsaken, I am who you say I am. to Discoverland in Quest. My name is Skylar, and this is...
I'm Caitlin.
And before we begin today, have you ever been able to stop something bad from happening to somebody else?
I don't know. That's kind of a difficult question to think about. Okay, so let's see how that question relates to God's big story. But first, let's pray. God, thank you for being here with us. We invite your Holy Spirit to lead us today. Show us more about who you are. Help us understand more about how you save us. Help us remember you and surround us with your love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So today's story comes straight from the Bible, God's holy word, and can be found in Genesis, the first book of the Old Testament. So if you have your Bible, turn to Genesis 50.
Today, you're going to need to listen very carefully to God's big story, because you will be answering some questions based on what you hear. You'll have four answers to choose from, but only one answer is correct. There are four letters that represent one of the answers.
Let's get started. So long ago, there lived a man named Jacob, the grandson of Abraham, one of God's chosen people. Although Jacob's family wasn't perfect, God planned to use them to bless all the people on earth. God changed Jacob's heart and gave Jacob a new...
Here's your first question. God gave Jacob a new what? Was it A, a puppy? B, a video game? C, a new name? Or D, a home? What do you think the answer is? Is it A, B, C, or D?
You're right. It's C. God gave Jacob a new name. His new name was Israel. God planned to rescue the whole world through Israel's family. So Jacob, and now Israel, had 12 sons, but he loved one son more than any of his others. All right, next question. Which son did Jacob love most? Was it A, Judah, B, Benjamin, C, Dan, or D, Joseph?
It's D. Jacob didn't hide the fact that Joseph was his favorite. So he made Joseph a special robe that he made the other brothers very jealous. To make matters worse, Joseph told his brothers about some unusual dreams he was having. In one dream, the brothers were tying grain into bunches, and their bunches of grain bowed down to Joseph's bunch of grain. In another dream, the sun, moon, and 11 stars bowed down to Joseph. Joseph's brothers did not want to bow down to their younger brother. They were so angry with him that they planned to do something to Joseph.
Okay, next question. What did the brothers plan to do to Joseph? Was it A, kill him, B, throw him a party, C, send him to live with a new family, or D, lock him away?
It's A! They planned to kill Joseph! But the oldest brother, Reuben, convinced the rest of his brothers not to kill Joseph, but to throw him into a deep hole instead. Reuben thought that he could come back later and let Joseph out. But while Reuben was away, the other brothers pulled Joseph out of the hole and sold him as a slave to people who were traveling to...
Oh my, that sounds terrible. The next question is, where were the people traveling to? Was it A, Timbuktu, B, Disney World, C, Egypt, or D, Bethlehem?
It's C. They were traveling to Egypt. In Egypt, Joseph was sold to a man named Potiphar, the captain of Pharaoh's guard. Potiphar was a powerful man, and because he could see that the Lord was with Joseph, he put Joseph in charge of his entire household. Yay, Joseph! He entrusted Joseph with everything he owned. God was with Joseph, even in Egypt. God was blessing everything that Joseph was doing.
But one day, Potiphar's wife got mad at Joseph and told lies about him, and Joseph got in big trouble. The next question, what did Potiphar do to Joseph? Potiphar A, threw him in jail, B, grounded him, C, made him take a time out, or D, sent him back to his brothers?
It's A! Potiphar threw Joseph in jail, but God was with Joseph, and the prison warden put Joseph in charge of all the other prisoners.
Wow.
While in jail, Joseph became famous for his ability to interpret dreams, all because God was with him.
So Joseph lived in jail for 2 years, but one day Pharaoh had a dream no one else could interpret. In Pharaoh's dream, he saw 7 skinny cows eating 7 fat cows and 7 scorched, withered bundles of grain eating 7 healthy bundles of grain. The dream sounded like important messages from God, but none of Pharaoh's advisors were able to tell him what they meant.
One of the men who had been in prison with Joseph was now working for Pharaoh, and he remembered that Joseph could interpret dreams. He told Pharaoh about Joseph, and Pharaoh sent for him. Joseph told Pharaoh that he couldn't interpret dreams, only God can. Pharaoh described the skinny cows eating the fat cows and the withered grain eating the good grain.
Okay, next question. Pharaoh's dreams were a warning from who? A, God, B, the tooth fairy, C, Joseph, or D, Jacob?
It's A! Pharaoh's dream was a warning from God. God was revealing what was about to happen. There would be 7 years with lots of food, followed by 7 years of famine.
Okay, next question. What is a famine? Do you think it's A, a disease, B, a plague, C, a flood, or D, no food?
I think it's D, no food. A famine is when no food would grow. Joseph laid out a plan for Egypt to save up food during the 7 years of abundance so that they would have food for the whole country during the 7 years of famine. That's a long time.
It is.
God was with Joseph, so Pharaoh put him in charge of this plan. God saved Joseph from slavery and then from prison.
So when the famine came, there was no food anywhere. Everyone in the whole region had to come to Joseph for help. Imagine Joseph's surprise when his brothers came begging for food. When they saw Joseph, they didn't even recognize him. They bowed down and asked for food, just like Joseph dreamed about so long ago. Joseph recognized them, and he tested them to see if they had changed since the day they had sold him into slavery. He then revealed to them that he was their brother, Joseph.
Joseph did something to his brothers. So next question, what did Joseph do? He A, forgave them, B, forced them out of Egypt, C, yelled at them, or D, put them in prison?
It's A, Joseph forgave his brothers. He said to them, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." And you can find that in Genesis chapter 50, verse 20. So God was with Joseph in the hole, in slavery, in prison, and in famine. Through Joseph, God had saved all the people of the land from starvation, and God had even bigger plans to use Joseph's family to rescue the whole world. God saves.
So today, we learned that God saves. He is powerful and he is good. At the end of the story we heard today, even after all Joseph faced, he said to his brothers, "You planned to harm me, but God planned it for good. He planned to do what is now being done. He wanted to save many lives." God was with Joseph in everything he faced, and the goodness from God changed other people's lives for good too.
Did you know God works through everything in your life too? When you face hard things, you can remember that God saves and he is with you. How is God always with you?
This story reminds us of how God was with Joseph. Even when hard things happened, God was working to save Joseph and the lives of many other people. We're going to take a look at some pictures that remind us how God was with Joseph. Even when hard things happened, God was working to save Joseph and the lives of many other people. I'm going to put some pictures on the screen of scenes from Joseph's life, and I want you to think of how God was working in those scenes.
When it doesn't go my way, I know that it is not the end. I'm trusting you have better plans. I
Now I want you to think about some of the scenes from your life when God has helped you.
God is powerful. He is always with you, and He is at work for good. Okay, guys, now it's time for the blessing, so if you could hold out your hands to receive it. May you remember this week that God saves, and that even when you go through hard things, nothing is too hard for God. Bye!
Bye.